What are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This podcast is brought to you by our patrons at patreon.com/Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the amazing universe of the Elder Scrolls. Adventurers, welcome back to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and I'm here with Lotus of Doom today, who is our referee. He's our judge for trivia night. Lotus. Oh,
there's so much less pressure being a judge than potentially just losing all these trivia things, which people are like, why don't you know these things? I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I didn't research this first.
Usually we pit you against our guest or the patrons or whoever. This week you are our judge. I will be hosting, you will be judging, and we have our patrons with us as well. And I'm excited about this because we're going to have three rounds. We have the easy round at the beginning. We've got a harder round in the middle. And then we have the final round where everybody can collect the big points in order to try to catch up and beat each other. Yeah. But we got to welcome our new patrons. These are all patrons who have been here before. We're going to welcome everybody. And I'm going to introduce each of you and tell me the sound of your buzzer that you're going to use in the game as we go. So we've got T-Rex. T-Rex, what's your buzzer sound?
Way to put me on the spot.
On the spot.
I don't know. Burnt.
Burnt? Okay. Burnt is your buzzer sound.
Very
awesome.
Sounding.
Awesome. And then
change. Who knows?
Well, you got to pick one and stick with it. So figure that out and let us know. Then Ben of Temeria is back. Welcome, Ben. What's your buzzer sound?
Cling.
Cling.
Like the last time.
Just like on the Witcher Lorecast. Yeah. Because we did trivia night on that show as well. Rob,
Synergy.
Rob the Princess, what's your buzzer sound?
Because Lotus is the judge, I'm going to say Lotus.
It's great. That's great. That's a good tactic.
Judge. All right, I like this.
Because names stand out, so that's a good tactic. Siege Bro, what's your buzzer sound?
I was going to whistle.
There you go.
And I failed to do it.
Oh, I was so, like, is your mic not working? What is going on?
You should stick with that one.
No, I'm just terrible at whistling.
Silent whistle.
You can just yell whistle.
All the dogs listening to the podcast just go haywire at once.
Dude, just yell whistle.
Yeah, just yell whistle.
I whistle.
All right, yours is whistle. And then Professor Baylis, Lord Professor, is back. What's your sound going to be?
I think I'm just going to do an impression of like the grunts that the Falmer in Skyrim do.
Okay, go ahead and do it so we know what it sounds like when you do it.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, great. That
was
perfect.
Honestly, that was exactly what I was expecting, so I'm glad you didn't disappoint.
I think maybe you did the voice acting for that and we just didn't know.
Mm-hmm. I specifically learned how to do it to mess with my best buddy back in high school because he had like he was not a big fan of those things. So
no one
always,
is.
Yeah.
He was pretty frightened by them.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well,
like sometimes overnighters, I just like pull that out on him.
Are you guys ready? Are you ready to get started? Everybody has a sheet of paper, something to write on. We're going to go into the first round. We're going to kick this off. Each one of these is 100 points. And I'm going to answer. This is how we'll do it. I'll ask all the questions. We'll go through the list. You're going to write down your answers. And then I'm going to read out all the answers. And then you can give yourself check marks next to the ones you get. And then you can add up all the points. So each of these is worth 100 points. These are easy questions. These are the easy ones, and some of them may seem so easy that you're like, wait a minute, is this a trick question? No, they're just easy questions. This is your opportunity to collect as many points as possible right at the beginning. So
that's a trick. I would say, counterpoint, is that a trick?
That's not a trick. I'm not tricking anybody. These are just like, okay, here's the first question.
I don't think any of us trust you after last month.
Here's the first question, and don't yell out the answers. Don't give the answers away to other people. But this is the first question. What is the name?
We're just shouting out our words, right?
No, you're just writing it down. Don't say the answers at all, and you're not buzzing in yet. You're only going to buzz in the next round. So nobody's buzzing in. All you're doing is just writing down the answer. And then at the end of the round, we're going to go through all the answers.
Rounds get more aggressive and chaotic as we go.
Yes, yes. So here's, this is how easy this round is. What is the name of the continent? Question one. What is the name of the continent where the Elder Scrolls series takes place?
Is it actually a continent? Is something else a continent?
See, this is what I'm saying. Don't overthink it. Just answer.
Overthink it. What was the name of the first game?
Right. Just answer the question. The first thing that comes to mind.
A continent.
It is.
I'm sowing doubt into the other contestants, Tom.
Are you sure that it counts as a continent? We don't know what the tectonic plates look like.
Whew. All right. This is going to be a long game. Question number two. In which game of the series is the player character referred to as the Nerevarine, or however you want to pronounce that? How do you say it, Lotus?
Nerevarine.
Nerevarine.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. There's so many letters.
Yeah, there's too many letters.
An irresponsible amount of E's and N's.
The Nerevarine.
Perfect.
I've never heard anyone say that.
That's my new favorite. I'll never be able to say that, but I like that one.
Yeah. And Lotus kind of lost his voice a little bit from all the...
Yeah. This is actually me, not like weird synthetic AI is ruining everything me. It's just I sound kind of like garbage.
Right. Right. Oh, enough. If you're listening at home, if you're listening in chat right now and you want to compete and keep score yourself and see if you can beat our patrons, go for it. Let's see if you can actually rack up more points. Question number three. Which province of Tamriel is home to the Khajiit? A race of cat-like humanoids. In case you didn't know what Khajiit were. I'm telling you, this is like super easy mode. You should get all these right.
Did you like Google elementary questions about Elder Scrolls or something?
Actually, you want to know what I did? Was I used ChatGPT to offer up a bunch of suggestions for really easy questions, and then I pulled the ones that I thought would make the most fun for the game. So yes, basically I let the AI like sort through the questions. Oh, I filtered it out, right? I only included the ones I wanted to use. And not all of them are right. Like some of them are just wrong. it would just give me stuff and I was like, that's wrong. Anyway, question number four.
Like Fargoth with Alduin or something crappy like that.
Yeah, one I don't remember. I'll have to pull it up. Maybe at the end of the show I'll see if I can dig up one of the ones that I was just like, wait a minute, that doesn't even make sense.
I gotta hear some of these bad ones.
You don't have to spell these right?
No. As long as you're close, it's fine. All right. Question number four. Which game introduced the werewolf form as a playable option for the player character? This one's a little harder.
Yeah, actually, Tom, there's a weird thing about this because I actually
there
forgot
is
to
a
bring
weird
this.
Thing about this.
Yeah, this is technically incorrect that we have listed.
Okay, so let's update that one.
I was going to say I'm just going to update it in the Google.
Update it. Yeah.
Okay.
This is why I wanted to share these with you because I wanted to be 100% sure about some of these.
I meant to do that earlier, but I was at work and lost signal. I was like, I got to remember to do that, which I now that we're on the show remembered to do.
Yeah. So yeah, go ahead and update that. Because as far as I knew, that was right. But you have greater knowledge about some of these things than I do. All right, question number five. Which game introduced the Thieves Guild and the Dark Brotherhood as joinable factions? I'll read that again. Ooh. Which game introduced the Thieves Guild and the Dark Brotherhood as joinable factions? That's question number five. Think about the games. All right, question number six. Which game introduced the dragon shout mechanic, allowing players to use powerful shouts to aid them in combat?
Shadow Key.
Which game introduced...
I think that's an ESO one.
The dragon shout mechanic.
I've played a lot of Skyrim, and like I haven't played any of the ones after that, so it's got to be newer.
Yep. Blades. You just shout at your phone.
Oh, that would explain.
Oh.
Yeah, you just scream at your phone on the train. Everybody looks at you totally normal.
That's how they knew I was playing games during the meetings at work.
That's
how I was shouting at the screen. All right, number seven. Which race of Tamriel are renowned specifically for their skill in magic and their pointed ears? Most renowned for their skill in magic. And their pointed ears.
Okay.
Not,
okay,
there you go. That's everybody can do magic. We know that.
Yeah. That's all of them.
Right. But which one in particular is most well known for magic in general? Even if it doesn't actually make sense if you look at like the bad guys and who were the most powerful bad guys were or who the most powerful mages are across the land. It doesn't always make sense. But this is just what they're known for. All right. Number eight. Which game introduced the vampire lord form as a playable option for the player character? Floppy in chat says slowed.
Right.
The sexiest of all
the pointed ears one.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think the Sloat even have ears, do they?
I don't know.
They got like little holes in the sides of their heads?
I think they have ear holes.
Yeah, probably.
Is a ear hole the same thing as an ear?
Well, it depends on what you're
Yes.
like.
Yes, yes. Okay. All right.
Also, do you mind if we take like a 10-second break while I grab another pen? Because this one's
go perfect. Go quick. Go get a quick pen. Outlander Frog says liches.
Liches. I'm changing my buzzer sound.
What's your buzzer sound now?
What's your new one?
It's gonna be my cat's name, Beans.
Beans.
Beans. Okay.
Are you gonna yell it?
Yeah.
Beans. Are you gonna yell it like you stubbed your toe?
No.
That's what I say when I stub my toe. Ah,
beans. Beans.
That's what I should yell when I stub my toe. People will be like, "Are you okay?" I'll be like, "No, I stubbed my toe." Oh, all right. Hey, Rob's back.
I would use my dog's name, but he'd just come over to me every time.
There you go. Yeah, he'd be like, "Why do you keep calling me?" All right, on to the next one because Rob is back. Number 9. Which game introduced the Mages Guild faction, allowing players to join and progress through the ranks of the magical organization? Which game introduced the Mages Guild faction? Lotus is editing this one too.
Don't mind me.
Yeah, this is why I shouldn't rely on AI. I thought some of these were pretty secure, but I guess some of them I was wrong about. All right, question number 10. Which game introduced the Fighters Guild faction, allowing players to join and progress through the ranks of the mercenary organization? When did the Fighters Guild show up?
These last two are actually really making me guess around. I don't know.
They're tricky enough that I thought I was sure about the answer, and clearly I was wrong. So there you go. Because it's one thing to be like, aware of the lore and be like, oh, I know lots of things about the Mages Guild or the Fighters Guild. It's another thing to be like, when did it first show up in one of these many games over 2.5 decades, right? Like, that's a little bit more like, did I play that one? Did I not?
And two of them being like, you know, from the early 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them are pretty old.
Or I was alive.
All right. Question.
I've only played Skyrim and a bit of ESO.
Yeah, yeah. Which game introduced, this is question 11, which game introduced the Dark Brotherhood faction, allowing players to join and progress through the ranks of the Assassin's Guild?
You technically already asked this, didn't you? Question 5, you said.
So they're worded differently.
Yeah, this one's
introduced the Thieves Guilds and Dark Brotherhood as joinable factions is a different question than which game introduced the faction flat out.
Oh, I thought you said that you could then join. I thought that was the second half of that last question.
Okay. Five does not require them to be joinable.
Five is, you just read five again. It said as joinable factions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that backwards. Five is they both exist and are joinable. 11 is the faction shows up at all.
Okay, and that one's just Dark Brotherhood.
Just Dark Brotherhood. Right. So they are distinct. They are different.
I'm just going to spitball that one.
All right. Question number 12. We've got 3 left in the easy round. Question number 12. Which game introduced the Imperial Legion faction, allowing players to join and progress through the ranks of the military organization of the Empire of Tamriel?
Okay. A little sneaky one there, I think.
Which one introduced to the Imperial Legion, allowing players to join and progress through the ranks? Notice the words. Mm-hmm. All right. Question 13. Everybody's ready for the next one? Which province of Tamriel is home to the Argonians, a race of reptilian humanoids? I love the way some of these are phrased. And then 14, everybody's writing that one down. 14, and the last of the first round is, which game introduced the Companions faction, allowing players to join and progress through the ranks of the Warrior Guild in the province of Skyrim.
Some of them are easier than others. Yeah, there's a there's a couple that I was actually confirming with something myself. We're a couple of these questions are a little more dicey, and I feel like people will be able to argue potentially in two directions for a couple of these.
Yeah, so if you can make a good argument, then maybe you can get points.
Yeah,
maybe you can get points for it.
Make a good argument,
right?
You should get a point because there's a couple that I'm like, there's a few technicalities that I can see misunderstanding.
Right. So we're going to try and keep it as closely we can to the phrasing. So for example, which game introduced the Imperial Legion faction, allowing players to join and progress through the ranks? That's a specific game.
Yeah.
It's not the same as which game did the Imperial Legion first show up in.
Right.
Those are different things, right? So we'll try to be very specific with the wording, but if you can make a good argument for something, then maybe you can earn yourself some points. So we'll go through these, we'll discuss each of them, and then we'll see how this goes. You ready? All right. Question number one. What is the name of the continent where the Elder Scrolls series takes place? You guys know that one?
Tamriel.
Akavir.
Tamriel. There you go.
Amora.
100 points for Tamriel. All right. Question number two. In which game of the series is the player character referred to as the Nerevarine?
Morrowind.
Yeah. That is correct. Yep. All right. Question number three. Which province in Tamriel is home to the Khajiit, a race of cat-like humanoids?
Elsewhere.
Nice. I mean, it's technically right.
Yep. Question number four. Which game introduced the werewolf form as a playable option for the player character?
Was this Blood Moon?
That was the expansion to Morrowind, but that's not...
Answer was originally listed as Skyrim, but the real answer is Daggerfall.
You are
the
correct.
The original answer, I thought, was Morrowind, but it was Daggerfall.
I should get 2 points because I got both of these.
Yeah, I should say you both, but yeah, I was going to say technically it's in Daggerfall.
I get extra points for mentioning the boars?
Oh, I was going to say, because wereboars were actually the only other... Yeah, I was going to say you could be a werebore or you could be a werewolf.
Because that was like the beginning of like the whole idea that there's multiple forms of lycanthropy.
Different kinds of were creatures. Yeah, you don't get extra points for that, but it's cool. It's a cool thing to know.
Now, why did I say it?
But do I get extra points for getting both answers?
No, as long as you got Daggerfall, you get points.
Yeah, Daggerfall is technically where it is.
So, question number five. Which game introduced the Thieves Guild and Dark Brotherhood as joinable factions?
Oblivion
was the first one you could join both of those. Yeah.
So, here's another weird situation. Technically, Daggerfall.
Oh, let's go.
You can join both of them in Daggerfall?
You can't join them at the same time.
But they are joinable factions in the game.
But each one is technically joinable in different playthroughs, but they conflict with each other if you try to join them both, from my understanding.
But
if
they're both joinable in that
But they
game,
are
right?
both technically joinable in Daggerfall as well.
Right. So if you put Oblivion,
like getting the point.
If you put Oblivion or Daggerfall, you get 100 points.
Yeah,
that's why I should be up some points.
Either way, it's the right answer for
it. Will give you
options.
Points for either Oblivion
I
or Daggerfall.
Both of those should technically count.
Yeah, because the way it's phrased allows it.
There's a few that are going to be like that.
Yeah, and the way it's phrased allows for either answer. So we'll let you can have either one. All right, question six: which game introduced the dragon shout mechanic, allowing players to use powerful shouts to aid them in combat?
Skyrim.
Stormhold.
No. Nope.
Skyrim.
Blades was clearly the only answer. I was serious.
Which game in Tamriel, or I'm sorry, which race of Tamriel are known, renowned specifically for their skill in magic and their pointed ears?
High elves?
The Altmer.
The Altmer, which high elves will count also because they're generally interchangeable.
The lemon elves.
ESO for some reason really refers to them as high elves more than Altmer.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird. Question eight. Which game introduced the vampire lord form as a playable option for the player character?
Dawnguard.
Well, it's Skyrim. DLCs are part of the main game.
That's
so.
A fair
yes,
point,
you are correct.
Yeah. You're right about the specific DLC.
Yeah,
we'll just give it to you for Skyrim. Yes. Either Skyrim or Dawnguard count.
Yeah.
Because they're part of the same game.
Skyrim.
So that actually Floppy and what like that was something that I was trying to look up too. Technically, you don't seem to be classified as a vampire lord.
Right. Right.
No, you just get Daggerfall.
Right. Right. This isn't vampire. It's vampire right. lord.
But I couldn't yeah. find, unless I missed it, I couldn't find them specifically refer to you as a lord.
Yeah. I remember so when they put out the expansion for Skyrim, that was something they were very, very clear about, is that like not only could you have been a vampire in previous games, this is the first one where you could become a vampire lord. And that was a phrase they used specifically.
Confirmed that the illness you contract in Daggerfall is the same one you contract in Oblivion, which just further proves mm-hmm. that's not a vampire lord.
It was
lord.
Funny, like just to Enwa's point, like it was funny because I was looking through, I was like, wait, you can be a vampire, and Daggerfall is so convoluted. I was like, do they have vampire ranks? And I just don't remember yeah. this. But that
that's a good point.
Yeah, there was, but I couldn't find anything like that. So I'm pretty sure technically,
like, is the master rank vampire
right? Are you classified lord? As a lord? Yeah. So I actually did a double take on that one, but I was like, I think we would classify that as Skyrim,
probably like and, master vampire. That probably right, what it right, was. Right.
Vampire master. All right, question number 9. Yeah, we're going to go with Skyrim on that one. Question number 9. Which game introduced the Mages Guild faction, allowing players to join and progress through the ranks of the magical organization?
Hope I'm right on this. Arena.
No.
No.
Dang it.
No.
It's Daggerfall then.
Daggerfall.
It is Daggerfall.
It was always Daggerfall.
So they were in Arena, because this is another one that I checked myself on.
Mm-hmm.
You interact with them a lot, but you don't, you even actually can get quests for them. The main quest line gives you quests, but they don't put you in the guild.
You're not a guild here. Member.
All right, I go for it.
They are a coded faction in the game.
Yes.
And you can go into console commands and make yourself part of it.
No, I don't think that counts.
That is a joinable faction,
personally.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
That is a joinable faction by definition.
The Mages Guild.
This is for the Mages Guild.
Number 9.
Being allowed to join and progress through the ranks.
Yeah, number 9, Daggerfall.
I knew they were definitely in Daggerfall.
100%.
I was pretty sure that they also were joinable in Arena.
Yeah, you get a couple of your main quests from the Mages Guild, right. And they're just like, they treat you like crap, and they're like, all right, well, cool, you got the thing you needed, because usually they have you run some errand before they will like, oh, yeah, you do need to scribe that to save the world. Well, I can't be bothered unless you go get me my hat or something stupid like
right,
that. Like,
right. Go fetch this. All right.
I thought Rob was going to argue that, like, if you do a job for them, you might as well be part of it.
Well, that was
that's the other argument, but I feel like that's already been made with Lotus saying that. So
that's funny argument. Enough. That was kind of why I was like, am I just not remembering that I technically am a Mages Guild member at some point?
You're just a private contractor.
Yeah, like,
yeah, exactly.
You're not actually
working per diem.
Right.
Does the guy who like washes the windows at like the Tesla factory work for Tesla?
If he's a private contractor, he's not. If he's hired as an employee, it depends on the tax form that he has to fill out.
All right, somebody get the Tamriel.
Okay. Let's talk about tax forms. Which tax form did the champion
the guy who cuts
of
the
Arena
fill out?
Oh man! All right, we need to keep going, and we're never going to get to the rest of the questions. All right, question 10 is very similar. Which game introduced the Fighters Guild faction, allowing players to join and progress through the ranks of the mercenary organization?
I also got this wrong because they're going to be the same answer.
You put Arena.
I had them both written as Daggerfall, and I crossed them out and put Arena because I was like, no, I think it goes further back.
Yeah, it's also Daggerfall. Yeah.
Yeah, when in doubt, just put Daggerfall.
Fair, honestly.
That's also valid.
So question 11.
When in doubt, but
is similar. And Lotus has updated it. Which game introduced the Dark Brotherhood faction, allowing players to join and progress through the ranks of the Assassin's Guild?
Daggerfall.
One was Daggerfall.
Also Daggerfall.
Yes, you are correct. Yep.
That's where all the confusing Night Mother lore comes from.
Yes, where it kind of contradicts with some other stuff later on. Yep.
Question 12. Which game introduced the Imperial Legion faction, allowing players to join and progress through the ranks of the military organization of the Empire of Tamriel?
Skyrim.
I believe that's
Morrowind.
It's Morrowind, yeah.
What?
Morrowind.
Yeah, because you get some chance to work with them in...
So that was another thing where I was thinking you don't ever officially join the Empire in Morrowind. You just do jobs for them. Quite literally, I didn't even mean for this to be the same argument, but I thought that was quite literally the same argument.
Yeah, so this one I was a little... So I had more questions on this one, which all I'm going to do is convolute this more, actually, I realize.
That's what I'm about.
But So theoretically, like
I looked this one up. I'm pretty sure you can join the faction.
Just based on it being the considered the Imperial Legion faction, which I think you get a rank in when you play Morrowind. I figured that this one was correct. But
is your character ever granted technically
like
rank?
So I was originally hung up on the fact, do you consider the Blades? And I was like, you know what? I'm going exactly on Imperial Legion.
Imperial Legion.
Faction,
yeah.
Not an Imperial faction. So I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to go into like weird subcategories. And so that's why
with Blades, you technically start in the Legion. So you don't join. You were already in it.
Oh, I guess that's actually an interesting loophole that I didn't think of anyways.
With Blades, you start the game a part of it. So you don't, you're not able to join.
Right. Yeah, actually, that's a really good point. Interesting.
Right. Well, all right. Well, the answer is Morrowind.
Point.
What was that?
Yes. Morrowind, as far as I know, was the correct answer.
So they do gain an official rank. They get a title to be part, because
I believe when you, I'm gonna double check,
like
this
private or something like
sure,
that.
I'm pretty sure you're given a rank.
Ghost says Tom said these were easy. Liar. They start out easy. They're easier than the other ones, I think.
Yeah,
we'll see.
It is the same thing on Monday.
Yeah.
They're easy.
Oh, they're easy ones. Yeah.
Yeah. From what I remember, I'll double check actually while we're going through more of these. But as far as I know, you actually are classified as a rank in the Imperial Legion, is why that one counts.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what I saw too when I double checked.
Yeah. There are actually multiple ranks that you can get as the player character.
Right. And I'm pretty sure it's Cassius, whatever. He, I was going to say, I think he's the one.
Drug
Boy. Like ranks you up until he goes on a bender.
Yeah,
I think the ranks go from like recruit to like protector knight or something.
That sounds correct.
Or like knight errant.
The like robots' judgment of easy is like, well, the answer is either yes or no, so that's like a 50% chance. So that's pretty easy.
All right. Well, here we got two more. Question 13: Which province in Tamriel is home to the Argonians, a race of reptilian humanoids? This one's easy.
From Black Marsh.
Black Marsh.
Argonia. AKA the Black Marsh.
Black Marsh, yeah, right. So,
yeah, no, that can't be right. They've got to be from Hammerfell.
They're from the desert. Which game introduced, this is question 14, which game introduced the Companions faction, allowing players to join and progress through the ranks of the Warrior Guild?
Stormhold.
Skyrim. That one's Skyrim. Yeah, all right. Add up your points. Let's see what you are up to now as we finish this first round.
How many points did you get? A little bit of usefulness from Anwar helping in chat. Templar is the last rank. So,
Ooh, Templar. All right, let's go through. Add up your points. T-Rex, what are you at?
That means ESO is...
You start ESO as a master rank Imperial Legion.
Nice.
If you pick the Templar class.
Nice. All right, T-Rex, how many points are you at?
900. Nine? All these games that I've never played.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, Ben?
1,000.
Rob?
It'd be 1,100.
Nice.
Those two arena / Daggerfall games messed me up.
Yeah. Siege Bro?
1,000.
1,000. And Professor?
You're going to accuse me of cheating.
Did you get them all?
100% so far.
Nice. Yeah, nice. That's good. Good work. All right.
Hey, as long as you don't win in the end, you didn't
You're
cheat.
Right.
There you go.
No, not yet. The game hasn't ended.
We'll see. The game hasn't ended yet. In fact, we got to go thank our patrons. I'll try to do this real quick. We're going to come back and we're going to go into the second round. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Hamish Morak, Dragonborn, and you are educating yourself to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast.
All right. right, here we are in the middle of the show, and big thanks to our patrons, including all of these wonderful people, and our newest patrons who get shout-outs. We have Taylor H., Edvar N., Blake L., J. Cole, Norm the Gnome. I feel like I've read these before, but maybe I feel like I've said these out last week, but I couldn't have because time has gone by. Or no, maybe I did. Actually, I think I'm went back too far. Let's see. Adam is new. I just gave double shout outs to some people. Anyway, welcome to the Patreon. Thank you for joining us. And biggest shout outs to the Daedric Princes, Jacob K, Kira C, Neon Knight, and Noodle Al Dente, and to all 136 of our current patrons. If you are interested in joining us for a future episode like this or getting a bunch of other cool stuff, then go to patreon.com/elderscrollslorecast. Check out everything over there. Also, if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, we'll read out your review on a future episode of the show, including this one from Rills for Rills in the US, who writes, "Would recommend 5 stars. Thanks for what you do. Your show is fantastic. Keep it up, please." Short and simple. Thank you so much for that, Reels. I appreciate it. Also, if you listen on Spotify, you can drop us a 5-star rating on there. That helps as well. And Spotify has been updated, so you'll notice on the newest episodes that there are questions like, what did you think of this episode? So you can leave us comments on the episodes, individual episodes, just like you can on YouTube videos. So if you'd like to leave a positive comment in there to help out the show, we would appreciate that as well. I will check those fairly regularly and, get some warm fuzzies from all the nice things that you guys have to say. So thanks for taking the time to do that. Time to get on with the rest of this trivia show. So don't go anywhere. Here we go.
You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, dear child of Sithis. That is why the Night Mother loves you.
All right, we're back. Are you guys ready for the second round? This is the more difficult round.
Lotus, just testing my buzzer, sorry.
Okay, so everybody has their buzzers. Everyone, sound off your buzzer.
Go. Cling.
Lotus.
Perfect. This will be easy,
wonderful,
easy to figure
wonderful
out who's doing what.
Now, at the same time you do the buzzer, raise your hand, just in case that helps us identify who is ringing in.
Just testing my hand-raising skills.
Now, sorry, the on only reason you need to ring in is if the person whose turn it is gets it wrong. And if they get it wrong, I'll give you a countdown. 3, 2, 1, ring in, and whoever rings in first can chime in with what they think is the correct answer. Cool. We're going to start with...
Is the question going to an assigned person?
Yes.
And then if they get it wrong, then we buzz
yes
in? Okay.
So we're going to start with
panic mode if you
Professor.
Fail.
We're going to start with Professor because he's in the lead. Professor, you get to pick from 1 to 10. And these are, of course, varying difficulty. They're different questions, but most of these should be fairly difficult. And I will read you the question. You'll have a moment to answer. And if you get it right, you get 300 points. If you get it wrong, I'll give everyone a chance to chime in and see if they can steal 100 points for getting it right. So what do you want to do? 1 through 10.
I'm going to go with 8.
Number 8. Ocho. Number 8. Here we go. Don't give it away. Nobody else respond. Don't give away the answer. What character in the Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion, is revealed to be the secret leader of the mysterious and powerful organization known as the Mythic Dawn?
Mankar Cameron.
Mankar Cameron is correct. I feel like you got one of the easy ones. You picked a good one there. So 300 points. Give yourself 300 extra points.
300, wow.
300. Now, who is the next in line? Somebody had 1,100?
That was me.
That's you. All right, Rob. 1 through 10, but you can't pick 8.
I pick 8.
Nope. Pick a different one.
Oh, dang it.
Now he's got to stay with Mankar's kids.
We'll go with Eldoso.
2. All right, number 2. What is the name of the unique magical enchantment found on the sword Umbra, which steals the souls of those it kills and uses them to fuel the wielder's own powers? What's the name of that magical enchantment?
You didn't get an easy one.
Correct.
Because I did not know this.
Can you use it in a sentence?
You call a friend?
What? Can I get an abbreviation?
What is the name of the unique magical enchantment found on the sword Umbra, which steals the souls of those it kills and uses them to fuel the wielder's own powers?
Okay, so it's not Soul Trap, because that's not unique. But it is like Soul Trap. Soul Absorb.
So I will give it to you because it is Soul Trap. It's unique in the fact that enchanted weapons have unique names for their powers. So
Yeah.
The phrasing's a little confusing. The
spell is Soul Trap, but it's the only weapon that defaults with that spell, apparently, is what I saw.
Well, the enchantment is not unique.
It depends on the definition of unique. Let's not argue you got it right.
I was about to say, I was thinking the same thing as you. I was like, was it something other than Soul Trap? Like,
yeah,
because I would have said Soul Trap right away, but
yeah. And that's why I was like, as soon as you said Soul Trap, I was like, okay, he's got to get this, because this is kind of like that. If you're looking for more unique than the spell that's on this, as opposed to a different enchant name, that's bogus. So you got it right.
Cool.
All right, who had the next highest amount of points?
We had tied.
Ben and Siege.
And Siebro were tied.
All right, Siebro.
Give it to Ben.
You give it to Ben. Ben, pick a number, 1 to 10, but not 2 or 8.
4.
What is the name of Sheogorath's staff, which randomly turns victims into other creatures?
Oh, that's the Jigalag. No. God, that's his other name.
Lotus.
You can.
I was going
to
say.
Lotus, do we want to give him a chance to try?
Wappajack.
I was going to say, do we default to Rob, or what do we do?
I was like, I don't know what the conditions are.
So far, we've been giving people.
Just like Lotus. I was like, well, I mean,
half a second late with my blah.
So far, we've been giving people a chance to kind of think through and say things. So we'll let people think through and say a few things and then give us a final answer.
All right.
Also, if they do get it wrong, you have to wait till we give you a count of three to chime in. So you can't just chime in right away.
To be fair, I appreciate the initiative.
I wasn't sure, so I was like, well, it's Rob first.
Did someone say something? I didn't even hear anybody. I just said Wappajack.
Yeah. No, you got it.
You said Jigalag.
I was just like, Lotus. Rob's on this.
Somehow the numbers got all moved around.
You're competitive.
All right. You got that one right. Give yourself 300 points. Siege Bro, you're up. You can pick the numbers got moved around. So pick 1, 4, 5, 6, 8, or 10.
I will take 10.
Or I'm 8 or 9. So we'll just go with 9. All right. In the Elder Scrolls for Oblivion, what is the name of the powerful artifact obtained by completing the quest, The Ultimate Heist? What do you get when you complete The Ultimate Heist? In Oblivion.
I never played any of them other than Skyrim and ESO, so I have no idea.
All right, he's going to pass. I'm going to give you a count of three. 1, 2. You can't chime in before I say the number. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Like, okay, I never really heard of vomit first.
Yeah. Professor's
ben
trying
then
to.
Ben had his hand up next. Then it was Rob. So that's our starting order, at least.
All right. I think it was the blat from Professor that was first,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was definitely the blat.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, the Ultimate Heist is the last Thieves Guild's quest for Oblivion, where at the end of it, after you steal the Elder Scroll, you get the Grey Cowl from the Grey Fox.
That is correct. The Grey Cowl
is correct.
Yeah, that's, you get 100 points for stealing it. So good job.
All right.
100 points for that. And then
18, let's go.
We're up to T-Rex. T-Rex, you got you can pick 1, 4, 5, 6, or 8.
6.
Six. Six is
let them pick 8 again, but not me.
Well, the numbers got moved or something got double numbered, so there's actually only 9 questions.
This game is rigged.
which is the name of the Dark Brotherhood member in the Elder Scrolls V Skyrim who offers to train the player character in the use of stealth and archery?
Oh, crap.
Is that your final answer?
No.
Nice.
It's not the old guy. It's not.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember who it is first and then see if I can get the name.
I feel like such a nerd for knowing these.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's why we're all here. This is like
it's not the nerdiest stuff out there.
I feel like a nerd amongst nerds, though.
Yeah, we did.
I'm going to throw one out there. It's probably wrong. Gabrielle or Gabriella. I don't remember exactly her name.
No, that is not correct. All right. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Lotus.
Okay.
Oh, Rob?
Tepidly Rob.
It doesn't hurt to spitball, right? There's no punishment for getting it wrong. So I'm going to blank on every single one of their names. Really? I can't think of a single one of their names right
now. Nailed
it.
The writers are currently dying at the studio that nobody can remember this quest line, right?
Liz, the spider.
Nope.
Yes.
No. Anybody else want to chime in?
Spider's name, I'm pretty sure.
Can I go?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can. You
don't even make a Marion.
Is it who?
Who was it?
Is it Berlina, or is that the girl from the other guild?
I think you're thinking of the. If it's who I'm thinking of, then I think it's the one from the other guild.
I'm thinking of the name of.
That's not it either. Anybody else want to chime in?
This is bugging the crap out of me.
What's her name?
Who trained in archery? I don't remember any. Dark Brotherhood, right? I didn't miss here.
Dark Brotherhood.
In our.
Honestly, you can just think Dark Brotherhood and popular at this point.
I'm starting to get other Dark Brotherhood names in that head, but none of them that are associated with the archery.
That's in Skyrim, right?
Mm-hmm. In Skyrim. Nobody else?
Is it Argonian?
Is it what? Say that again?
Argonian?
The Argonian?
The Argonian.
What, Shadow Scale?
Can't remember.
Vizara.
I think is his name.
No.
Yeah, it's Vizara.
Is it weird that since none of you have gotten this, now I'm questioning that?
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder too. I'm looking this up.
Did I not like fact check this one because I just assumed this one?
Please fact check.
I thought this was accurate too. Now I'm double checking it. I'm like, wait a minute.
I don't remember.
Is this wrong?
Gabrielle something?
None of them are archers. All like there's the
no, but
no. This one might be wrong.
I didn't.
Hold on. There is one that's an archer.
There is.
The one who there's a guy who gets archered to death.
No, there's the one.
The dark. I want to say the lady that I mentioned. I want to say her name was Gabrielle or whatever. She's the one Gabrielle who tells something. You to go up to the top and shoot her with the arrow. Advice.
No, she's not an archer. Right,
she's a
no, but she might give archery training.
Maybe she's a poison master. She trains you in poison.
What's the best
alchemy?
Way to put poison on someone? I don't
she
know. Maybe
through archery. She trains you in alchemy.
I think this one's wrong. I think this one's wrong. I'm looking back through.
This is what I get for not fact checking.
And I should have double checked this one because
Nestus gets death by 100 arrows.
Because
that's the closest I can think of.
I'm going down their list.
He's the old guy.
No, I'm pretty sure this is wrong.
His name.
This is wrong.
It's literally nailed to a tree by 100 arrows, which is pretty gnarly.
Yeah. This is wrong. This is wrong. The AI got this wrong, and I was like, yeah, that sounds right, and I didn't check it, so it's my fault. It's my fault. I got this wrong.
Fact check this one. All right, I was like,
it was
probably.
The thieves. All
right,
one,
it said
it?
Astrid, and I was like, yeah, that's probably
she's
right.
Not a trainer.
It doesn't. She's not a trainer. No, she's not a trainer. Yeah, all right,
she's
so,
not a trainer.
So since we got this wrong, T Rex, you get to pick a different one.
Yeah, that doesn't. Count.
This is my fault.
Okay.
So.
No, that's yes. You should give T Rex like 3 points.
And she gets to pick a different one. You can pick one,
now
four,
I'm fact check
five,
a couple, but I just assumed maybe I just didn't know.
Or eight.
I'll go with five.
Five. The quest line, The Blood Moon Prophecy, which involves hunting down a werewolf ancestor, is in which game? She's like, stupid game questions again.
I'm just glad I didn't say the words that I was saying in my head out loud. say the question again.
The quest line, The Blood Moon Prophecy, which involves hunting down a werewolf ancestor, is in which game? This is one of the ones I double checked, so I'm pretty sure this one's right.
Okay, I was like, this is one of the ones I'm like, dude, now I'm double checking any of the four I didn't like immediately know the answer.
Like, it's strange because a lot of them I was just like, yeah, that sounds right, and like some of them I'm wrong. I was wrong. I was like, that wasn't right. So this is a lesson not to trust AI.
Well, spoiler alert: don't trust any robot anything if it's before Morrowind.
Yeah, true.
The internet doesn't know those games exist.
All right. T-Rex, what do you think?
I know it's not Skyrim.
All right, so just pick
sure
a game.
About that.
Pick a game. We need an answer.
Mom, you should repeat the question, see if there's any hints in the phrasing of it.
Yeah, I've repeated it once. The quest line, The Blood Moon Prophecy, which involves hunting down a werewolf ancestor, is in which game? All right, got to answer. Three.
Sorry, my cat.
Two. What's
fine.
Your answer?
I'll just say the one that I know, Skyrim, even though it's probably not it.
Nope, it's not Skyrim. All right, time to chime in. Three, two, one.
Lotus.
All right. Wow. So we got Rob and then Ben and then Prof.
All right. So Rob was first. Rob, what is it?
That's Morrowind, baby.
It's Morrowind.
It part, yeah. Isn't it part of the Blood Moon expansion?
That yeah. is the main part of the expansion.
Play that game. Yep.
So, T-Rex, if it helps, Ben did mention the Blood Moon expansion from the Morrowind game yeah, in an yeah, earlier question.
Yeah.
And I didn't remember
Blood Moon was in the
that.
Question, so...
Oh, they were trying to help you out. All right. 100 points. 100 points. 100 points for stealing it. Congratulations. All right, what are your scores at now?
Also, shout out to Leaf with, you know, The Elder Scrolls Twilight.
Yeah, I laughed so much when I read that. It really does sound like a name in the Twilight series.
Nice.
Well, I am dead last.
Well, how many points do you have?
I'm tied with Bayless now, because I think me and Bayless are both at 1,500.
Oh, I'm at 18.
Yeah, because he got all of them.
Oh, and he got his own right, and then he stole one.
Question correct.
So
yeah.
That's 400.
So he added.
Right. T-Rex, what are you at?
Your own.
Let's just go through. T-Rex?
900.
Nine. Ben?
1,300.
13. Rob?
1,500.
15. Siege?
1,000.
1,000. And Professor has 1,800, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Final round.
Right here.
Every answer is worth 500 points.
Oh.
Because it's a list.
Any of these.
It's Good a God. List. I'm going to ask you one question, and you need to list out all of the answers, and the more you get correct on the list, the more points you collect. So each one's worth 500 points. This could go to anybody depending on who gets more in the list. Are you ready? I'm gonna give you a moment. List.
Do you know, like, how many things we're listing?
I'm not gonna tell you the total number.
Okay.
So if you put things that are incorrect, you don't lose points. So you can Thank guess you. Without losing. As long as you get things on the list that are correct, you get points for those. So here we go. List all of the major cities in Skyrim. Can you remember all of the major cities? And this does
you
not include. Yeah, gotta write them all down. This does not include villages. These are the major cities, the major holds.
Yeah, I was gonna say major holds.
They're called holds. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Get a list going. See if you can remember all
not
of them.
Not the name of the hold. But
no,
the
not the major city of the hold. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. That is a distinction.
The
yeah,
major city. Yeah. Of right. That
I, was like, I don't know how
section.
To spell Hillmarch.
Yeah. I was about to say Hillmarch doesn't count, just so you know.
Nope.
It's like, that's the hold that the major cities would be in.
Yeah. So while they're doing this, Lotus, why don't we go through our like things that are going on so people can check out our other stuff. You've got.
Sure.
You've got stuff going on.
I do. I got the honor of being sent to San Francisco actually last week to get a peek at the new upcoming Necrom chapter in Elder Scrolls Online. And I got to mess around with it, recording some stuff on it. And as soon as they take off the NDA so we can talk about all the fun details, which I believe is Vegas, so like when
Probably.
Everybody gets to test it.
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that's when we're allowed to actually like talk about all the stuff we were. But that was really cool because I got to just kind of chill around San Francisco and stuff like that. That was... if you want very long-winded explanations to all of this, that'll all be on Tails, because let's just say I don't travel well, and flying into basically a hurricane in
oh,
San Francisco
no.
was an interesting experience.
Oh,
and then we had PAX East as soon as I got back, which was a lot of fun. And I got to have hands-on with the Betrayal of the Second Era board game that's coming out for Elder Scrolls. It's an Elder Scrolls Online specific tie-in board game.
Yeah.
And yeah. That was a lot of fun. We got to have a 3-hour private game where we completed an entire session of it. And actually this weekend we'll be recording a whole big thing on all the fine details of that as well on Tails. So it was really neat, really fun. Got to see a lot of people from the community, even though it wasn't like an Elder Scrolls related thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that sounds like
a lot of fun.
Very cool. Yeah, go check out Tails and you can hear more about all that stuff. And
yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Of course, my stuff is all at robotsradio.net. Lots of different shows, lots of different lore casts. Go check that stuff out. That's all I'm going to say. We're getting to time, everybody. Did you come up with everything? And we're talking about during the events of the game, Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
That is an interesting
right.
little bit, though.
Because you could think about like different eras, and then that gets all confusing.
Right.
This is during the most familiar time of having played the game, Skyrim.
Yeah, because so. Right now things would be a little dicey if you
there
were in.
There aren't a lot of villages in the game. There's a lot of major cities, but there aren't like a lot of named villages.
Yeah, there's more major cities than villages.
It's interesting, isn't it? It's weird how that works.
I think it's like six to, I think it's six to nine, actually.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you like three more seconds to jot down any others that come to mind. Three, two, one. All right. Pens down. And here we go. I'm going to just read through the list. And then as I go through these, give yourself little check marks next to the ones that you got. So I'm sure everybody got Whiterun. Yeah, everybody's nodding. Whiterun. All right, Whiterun. Windhelm. Riften. Solitude. Markarth. Falkreath. Morthal. Dawnstar.
Dawnstar.
And Winterhold. All right. Did anybody get all of them?
Yep.
Yep. Professor and Rob got all of them. All right.
And I tried to list all the villages I could think of, too. I got Helgen, Rorikstead, Kynesgrove, and then I couldn't remember the town that you started in
River,
south of Whiterun.
Riverwood?
Riverrun?
Riverwood?
Riverwood.
Riverwood. Riverwood. Yeah.
I was like, Riverside, Riverrun,
River something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you guys, obviously, Professor wins. Congratulations, yeah, Professor.
Last ones.
Yeah, he didn't miss any on that one. Very nice. Good
Dude,
work.
I have too many hours in Skyrim to lose this.
Yeah, yeah.
Did anyone have any extra ones?
Yeah, that's I was naming. No,
Morthal, like, Morthal was on there.
Yeah, Rorikstead. Yeah,
oh, those are the ones you threw in just to.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just gonna see how many.
How many others?
Yeah, like, well, exactly. Okay. Yeah, it's like
then there's also like so many
just
more.
Go with make sure it's like yeah.
Did
yeah.
anyone get something I didn't list of Helgen?
Shorestone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Shorestone and Karth Waisten was mentioned in chat too.
Karth Waisten.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Is Karth Waisten a town in Skyrim? I know it's a town.
If Karth Waisten isn't a town, then Kynesgrove shouldn't be. Kynesgrove is an inn and a mine.
Yeah. It's,
yeah, well, some of them are just like the names of like a farm
like just
or
a
like
shack or something.
Yeah. Karth Waisten is three shacks and a barn.
Yeah, it's a couple. It's a couple shacks. And that's why
a village.
Yeah, and that's why it's like it's always funny when you get like Dragon Bridge. Also just, Dragon Bridge is because I was gonna say like sometimes you can get a little dicey like again just because this has turned into like the weird Daggerfall analogy show instead of anything else. There were a couple places for quests that I've gone while doing my playthrough and they're like, yeah, go to this really oddly named place. One of the places was literally named something Tavern and I'm looking for an actual tavern in a town.
Yeah.
It was the name of the town. And I'm like, well, that's mean. And then I get there and it's a tavern. I'm like, oh, come on. Like, how does that even count? Like,
oh.
I would argue in like game mechanics, if there's more than one family, it's enough to be a village.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's like, where do you upgrade from village to city and stuff like that? So no, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Living currently in a village that turned to a city. It's about 10,000, 50,000 people.
Okay. All right. I don't think that qualifies as anybody outside Daggerfall.
Yeah. Right. Nowhere in Skyrim has
With
that many
Skyrim,
people.
Skyrim, it's such an easy rule of thumb. If they have a custom map icon, then you
right.
Them.
Yeah, right.
At least Skyrim, they don't make it hard.
I remember there being the nine holes. I was like looking for nine answers. And ironically, I was like, I got eight. Which one am I forgetting? I was like, maybe Helgen counts. And I remembered Helgen, started listening to Rorikstead. And I was like, oh, yeah, that place I hate, Markarth.
Oh, yeah, like, the one I hate.
It's so disconnected from my brain because I hate that place so much.
I completely forgot Riften.
What?
Really?
Riften?
Yeah, I don't know how I forgot that one.
Yeah, some of them are absolutely like major locations, and then others are like, yeah, I go there sometimes, but I don't really.
Oh yeah, Markarth. I just hate Markarth so much; it's disconnected from my brain.
It's okay, Rob. I hate Markarth as probably as much as you do.
Wow.
I hate the Horsehorn.
You guys should join it. You should start up a Markarth haters club. Have t-shirts.
Friendship ended with Ben and Rob.
Oh no. All right, guys, we gotta wrap this up. We gotta wrap up this episode. Congratulations, Professor. You're the winner.
Oh, I win.
You get bragging rights.
Ooh.
That's what you get.
Well, actually, I was gonna say, it seems like you just added like a notch in your professor status. Like
yeah, that's fair.
Like, oh
so,
look.
I
can
since
now
he won,
he's
Lord.
Got tenure
he
now.
Yeah, exactly.
Since he won, he definitely cheated because he won. Yeah.
He did cheat.
Oh right. Right. Yes. But also there's an asterisk because you cheated because you won.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yep. So there you go.
I sent you my proof that I didn't like. I actually wrote.
How convenient! The only one not having the camera won.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Well, here, let's go through the list and feel free to share anything you've got going on that you want to share. And if you don't have anything going on, just be like, "Hey, this is, thanks for being here," or whatever. T-Rex, you got anything going on?
No. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us, Ben.
Yeah, so I have my two shows on the network, Holocron Histories, Star Wars Canon versus Legends, to where we take a deep dive into the Star Wars lore. And then I have my other show, Wizarding World Lorecast, to where we take a deep dive in all things Wizarding World and Harry Potter.
Very cool. Yeah, go check that stuff out. You can find links to Ben's shows because he's part of the Robots Radio Network on robotsradio.net. So go check that out. Rob?
Yeah, so you'll be able to find me, Rob the Princess, ESO on PC, NA or EU. I play a lot on both, a lot on EU lately. It's pretty fun over there. And then Twitter, I guess, if you want. Think that's I'll be at the ESO Las Vegas event.
Yeah,
because just a few weeks away. Here. I live in the con. I'm really waiting for them to open it up so I can get some food.
it's gonna be a long wait.
Yeah,
you're gonna be real hungry.
It's, I just picked a corner as a bathroom, and that's how we're going right now.
Awesome. Stay away from the corners.
San Francisco people did that.
No, it won't go.
But yeah, that should be it. I'm also the guild leader of the Lorecasters, so yeah, come join the Lorecasters. We do stuff, and we try to have fun doing it. Also, kind of awkward that Lotus is here. I did claim that I murdered him last week.
Because Rob filled in for a little, yeah.
Right, but see, the thing is, that's secretly why I'm sick. You poisoned me, you just didn't poison me hard enough.
Oh.
I'll get you next time.
Yeah, I was just in a weird torpor state, but now I'm back.
And you gotta do some more training with the Dark
we'll
Rose.
Have an official showdown.
That's
in
not
Vegas.
An honorable way. I was claiming, like, an orc death. And
oh, go get him in Vegas.
Yeah.
Sometimes the orcs have, like, poisoned blades,
some of them,
right?
Some of them are not so honorable.
Yeah, well, I guess so. All right.
A lot of them are not so honorable. And moving on.
Moving on. Siege Bro. Siege Bro, thanks for joining us. You got anything you want to share? Any words of wisdom? Nothing.
Oh, shoot. Sky Oblivion 2. Sorry.
Sky Oblivion 2. All right. Cool. Awesome. Siege Bro, that's it. We're good. Thumbs up.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us, buddy. And then, Professor, congratulations. Congratulations on winning. Does that mean that you rank up as like Professor Emeritus or something?
Captain, I don't know, Professor, man. You guys are denying me my victory. My feelings are hurt, man.
No, no. You just get an asterisk. That's all. It was a pre-show bonus. It's like, well, you can't win, but then you also did win. So
my feelings are hurt. I'm just going to go watch VTubers, man.
You just left. You do what you got to do, man. All right, everybody. Thanks for being here. And until next week, stay safe. We'll be back with a regular episode and continue our tour of Tamriel. So we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
See you later.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach me on Twitter at robots_radio or Lotus of Doom at Lotus of Doom. Also, you can join us on the Robots Radio Discord channel. You can easily just search Robots Radio Discord on Google or check the description underneath the podcast. Also, this podcast is recorded live every week on Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on the Robots Radio channels on Twitch, YouTube, and on Facebook. So just search Robots Radio on any of those platforms. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you while we record the show, or before or after. Either way, just come hang out with us. And if you're looking for more information about my shows and the shows on the Robots Radio Network, go to robotsradio.net for all the information about all the shows on the network, including the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where I help both new and existing podcasters to grow their shows, build their audiences, and create the best podcast they possibly can. All of that at robotsradio.net. We'll see you next time.